USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," as the former Vice President Joe Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. As for word, he doesn't want former President Obama to endorse him. Biden telling reporters,
"I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits."
Now, earlier, Biden announcing via video he's running, saying our best days still lie ahead.
"I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's a first, the leader of North Korea meeting with Russian President Putin. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The first summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was short on substance, but long on symbolism, and that's what both men need. That's at least according to former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson. He explains on Fox News.
Well, it's not much substance. No economic assistance went to Kim. But it fulfills the objectives of the two leaders. For Putin, it shows he's still a major player on the world stage. For Kim, it shows that he's not isolated diplomatically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money, a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow down almost 135 points to close at 26,462. The Nasdaq up almost 17 points. The S&P 500 down a point. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The NRA, once again the target of a lawsuit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing the lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you can believe it, Iran reportedly wants to do a deal with the U.S. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison inside the United States, on extradition requests from the United States, we believe their charges are phony. The United States believe the charges against these people in Iran are phony. Why? Let's not discuss that. Let's have an exchange.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.